ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ। ਆਸਾੜ ਤਪੰਦਾ ਤਿਸ ਲਗੈ, ਹਰਿ ਨਾਹੋ ਨ ਜਿਨਾ ਪਾਸ, ਜਗ ਜੀਵਨ ਪੁਰਖ ਤਿਆਗ ਕੈ, ਮਾਨਸ ਸੰਧੀ ਆਸ। ਆਸਾੜ ਤਪੰਦਾ ਤਿਸ ਲਗੈ, ਹਰਿ ਨਾਹੋ ਨ ਜਿਨਾ ਪਾਸ, ਜਗ ਜੀਵਨ ਪੁਰਖ ਤਿਆਗ ਕੈ, ਮਾਨਸ ਸੰਧੀ ਆਸ। ਦੁਇਐ ਭਾਏ ਵਿਗੁੱਚੀਐ, ਗੱਲ ਪਈ ਸੋ ਜਮ ਕੀ ਫਾਸ, ਜਿਹਾ ਬੀਜੈ ਸੋ ਲੁਣੈ, ਮਥੈ ਜੋ ਲਿਖਿਆਸ। ਰਹਿਣ ਵਿਹਾਣੀ ਪਛਤਾਣੀ, ਉਠੇ ਚੱਲੀ ਗਈ ਨਿਰਾਸ, ਜਿਨ ਕਉ ਸਾਧੂ ਭੇਟੀਐ, ਸੋ ਦਰਗਹ ਹੋਏ ਖਲਾਸ। ਕਾਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਆਪਣੀ, ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਏ ਪਿਆਸ, ਪ੍ਰਭ ਤੁਧ ਬਿਨ ਦੂਜਾ ਕੋ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾਨਕ ਕੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ। ਆਸਾੜ ਸੁਹੰਦਾ ਤਿਸ ਲਗੈ, ਜਿਸ ਮਨ ਹਰਿ ਚਰਨ ਨਿਵਾਸ, ਪ੍ਰਭ ਤੁਧ ਬਿਨ ਦੂਜਾ ਕੋ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾਨਕ ਕੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ। ਆਸਾੜ ਸੁਹੰਦਾ ਤਿਸ ਲਗੈ, ਜਿਸ ਮਨ ਹਰਿ ਚਰਨ ਨਿਵਾਸ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਰੂਪ, ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀਓ, ਵਿਦ ਦ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਟੂ ਬਿਗਿਨ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਜ਼ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਜ਼ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਗਿਵਨ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਮੰਥ ਆਫ ਹਾੜ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦ ਮੰਥ ਆਫ ਹਾੜ ਇਜ਼ ਕੋਲਡ ਆਸਾੜ, ਐਂਡ ਆਸਾੜ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਮੰਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੀਕ ਅਮਰੁੱਤ, ਦ ਗ੍ਰੀਕ ਅਮਰੁੱਤ ਬੀਂਗ ਦ ਸੀਜ਼ਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੁਡ ਕੋਲ ਸਮਰ। ਦ ਗ੍ਰੀਕ ਅਮਰੁੱਤ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਨ for the harsh amount of heat of the season, that in the Greek Amrut, wells dry up, ponds dry up, pools of water all dry up, and there is just complete heat. And just as externally there is the heat of the sun burning the ground, so Guru Sahib Ji in this Shabad, in this part of the Barahamaha, goes on to explain how internally what heat is there which is eating up the soul. And Guru Sahib Ji gives us this word asar, made up of two halves. The first, asa, meaning hopes and desires. All those pent up hopes, all those pent up desires, desires for material goods, desires for this, desires for that. And hard, coming from the word hard, meaning a flood. So asar meaning a flood of desires. And another interpretation is asa and sar. Asa meaning hopes and desires, and sar meaning to burn. This flood of hope and desires, what is it? It's the human life. And another way of looking at it, it is the Kaljug, this age of darkness. In this age of darkness, in this human life, the human is bombarded with this flood of the fire of desires. And this flood carries away the human being so that the human being forgets all everything else and just gets entangled in hopes and desires. And Guru Sahib Ji says in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, in the Amrit Bani on Ang 61, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj explains to us how this flood of hope and desire carries us along. Maharaj Ji says, asa andare jammeya, asa ras kas khaye, that through desire we are jammya, we are born. Asa rasa ka sikhaye. And through desire we eat whatever we want, we take in the pleasures, whatever pleasures that we want to. And Maharaj Ji says, in the end, asa bandh chalaiye. It is our asa, it is our desires, it is our hopes and desires which bund, which enslave us, which entrap us, chalaiye, and make us leave this world. Mohe mohe chota khai. And upon our faces, we are beaten by the messengers of death. Why? Because we're enslaved by our hopes and desires. Our hopes and desires are what bring us onto this earth again and again. This flood of hopes and desires for material gain, for selfish gain, for worldly pleasures. It is these hopes, it is these desires which bring us onto the earth again and again. And Guru Sahib Ji saying that the poor soul is being carried away in this flood of desire. And Guru Maharaj Ji is telling us in this first line of the Shabad, Aasaad tapanda tesu laga hare naho na jinna paase. This human life, this month of Aasaad, this flood of desires, tapanda is burning those people, this laga is affecting those people, hare naho na jinna paas. Jinna, those people who are not close to Hari, that Wahiguru, who is the Naho, who is the husband lord, those soul brides who are caught in this asar, caught in this flood of desires, those soul brides who do not even think about their husband lord, who do not even think about Wahiguru, it is those souls, it is those beings who are burnt down in this fire, who are burnt down in this heat. They are the ones who feel this heat. What is the heat? The heat is of pain. What is the heat? The heat is of stress. The heat is of anxiety. The heat is of constant conflict, internal and external. And Guru Maharaj Ji explains to us, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, in the Asarag on Ang 411 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Lob Grasyo. Grasyo means to get hold of and be entangled by, be surrounded by. The being is surrounded by greed. Dasahu Desatavat. Entangled by greed, running around in all 10 directions looking for more and more wealth, more and more material gain, more and more things to fulfill his desires. Asa Lagyo Tanki. And in his mind, the being has the asa, has the hope and desire for what? Tanki, for wealth. And Guru Maharaj is saying is, Asar Tapanda Tisalaga, that those people feel the heat of pain, those people feel the heat of anxiety, those people feel the heat of despair, who have been carried away by this flood of desire. Guru Maharaj Ji tells us on Ang 681 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, that Mrig Trisna Aas Mithya Mithi Ih Tek Manha Sadhari, that those people, what they've done is that they have placed their aas, their hopes and their desires in a mirage. What is a mirage? A mirage is in a desert when there's so much heat that in the far distance the sand shimmering starts looking like water to the deer who's looking for something to drink. And when the deer runs towards that mirage, the deer sees that there's nothing, it's just sand. And in the same way, Guru Maharaj Ji is telling us that this world is like a mirage. All of these little grains of sand, all of these material pleasures that look like they will fulfill us, that look like they will satisfy us, none of them can satisfy us, none of them can fulfill us. And we only realize this once we've run towards a mirage and our hunger, our thirsts are not put out, they're not quenched. But in another way, another interpretation of this line is, Aasaar tapanda tesa laga hara nahuna jinna paas, that those soul brides who have realized that they are separated from Vaheguru, what do they say in this month? As Guru Sahib Ji says on Ang 1100 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Vichoda sune dukh vin ditthe mriyod. Even if I just hear that I'm separated from you, O Vaheguru, I'm in pain. Without seeing you, without your darshan, without your blessed vision, O Lord, I'm dying. Baj pyare apne birhi na tirod. That without my beloved, I cannot have any comfort, I cannot be at ease. And so Guru Sahib Ji is talking about those people who in their minds have forgotten all other hopes, put their hopes in the Lord and are begging for the darshan. And they are burning themselves in the heat of bairag, in the heat of loving longing for the Lord, and they are purifying themselves. And Also, Guru Sahib Ji is telling us that those people who are far from the Lord, who have turned away from the Lord, that those people are the ones who physically burn as well. But those people who have connected themselves to Waheguru, those people who are the Bhagats, who are devoted to the Lord, who are saints of the Lord, like Bhagat Prahlad Ji, are saved even in the fire. Bhagat Prahlad Ji's father tried to throw him into the fire, and Bhai Gurdas Ji tells us, Jal Agni Vich Kattaya, Jalaina Dubbai Gur Prasad. The Bhagat Prahlad Ji was thrown into the water, he was thrown into the fire, but with the Guru's grace, he didn't burn. And Kaudaraksh tried to boil alive Bhai Mardana Ji. But as Guru Sahib Ji says on Ang 1002 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Tapt Kadaha Bujh Gaya, the boiling kadaha, the boiling pot, Bujh Gaya, completely cooled down. Gur Sital Naam Diyo, when Sadguru Nanak Sahib Ji came and blessed Kauda with his blessed vision. So there are many things to take out of this first line that Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj has blessed us with. Guru Sahib Ji goes on to say, Jag Jeevan Purkh Tyag Kai Manas Sandhi Aas, that giving up, Tyag Kai means to give up. To give up Jag Jeevan, the one who gives Jeevan, who gives life to the Jag, the life of the world, the one who gives all life. Purkh, that being, Waheguru, who gives all life, who blesses all with life and nourishes all. Tyag Kai, we have forsaken that Waheguru, we have given up on that Waheguru, turning away from that Waheguru. That is why we are drowning in this ocean, in this flood of hopes and desires, Maharaj says. Because we have given up on Akal Purakh. And Pai Sapai Gurdas Ji tells us in their Vara, Sachda Tar Visar Kai Mangtya No Mangan Jahi. What does the being do? Gives up on the Sach Datar, the true giver, Waheguru, and instead goes and goes and begs from beggars. Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji is telling us, Jagat Pikhari Phirta Hai. This whole world is a Pikhari, is a beggar. Sabko Data Ram. And the giver to all is Waheguru. The giver to all is the Lord God. And Guru Maharaj is saying, why have we given up on that Jagjeevan, on the life of the whole world, on the one who gives life to all? And Manas Asandhi Aas, why have we put our hopes into Manas, into other human beings? Who do we put our hopes and desires into? We put our hopes into our money, we put our hopes into our family, and we put our hopes into our friends. And Guru Maharaj tells us on Ang 859 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, that Mere Man, O my mind, Asa Kar Jagdis Gosai, put your asa, put your hopes into Jagdis, into the light of this world, into the Lord of this universe, Gosai, the master of this world. And Maharaj Ji warns us, Jo bin har aas avar kahu ki jai. If we put our hopes into anything else, sa nehpal aas sa birthi jai. Those hopes always go birthi. Those hopes are always wasted. Guru Maharaj Ji goes on to tell us, Jo disa maya moh kutamb sab. Maharaj Ji says, whatever we can see, all of this maya, all of this illusion, all of this wealth that we think can save us, more, all of these attachments, kutamb, these families, sab, all of these friends who say they'll stand with you forever, all of these family who say they'll be there forever. Maharaj says, Mat tiski aas lag janam guvai. Do not guvai, Maharaj. He said, do not waste your janam, your life, putting your hopes into them. Because Maharaj explains to us, Inka kich haat nahi, kahan kar hai eh bapde. What can these bapde, what can these poor beings do? Inka kich haat nahi, nothing is within their hands. Inka vahya kach navasai. By their actions, nothing can be done. If we ask Maharaj Ji, Satguru Ji, well, what are we meant to do then? And Maharaj Ji tells us, Mere man, O my mind, aas kar har pritam apne ki. Put your hopes in your beloved Waheguru, in your beloved Lord God, Jo tujh tare, who will save you, Tera kutamb sab shadai, and will save your whole family as well. Maharaj says, put your hopes, put your asa into that Lord. And Bhagat Kabir Ji also tells us, Kabir, asa kariye ram ki, Avarai aas niras. Bhagat Kabir Sahib Ji tells us, put your asa, put your hopes into Ram, into Waheguru. Avarai aas niras. Bhagat Ji is telling us that if we put our hopes, our desires into any others, then we will surely be disappointed. We will always be in despair. And in Sikh history, we have examples of this. When Satguru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj went to Khadur Sahib, and Maharaj Ji was there for some time, it hadn't rained for a while. And a lot of the Sangat started coming to Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj. There used to be lots of people sitting down because the Guru spoke the truth. And the Guru sang Gurbani, which pierced the heart of the everyday man. And in that town of Khadur Sahib, there was a tapa, there was an ascetic. And before the Guru came, many people used to go and meet him. Many people used to bow down to him. And people slowly stopped going to him. And everyone started coming to see Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj. And the tapa said to the farmers of the village, the tapa said, "Oh farmers, do you know why it's not raining?" And they said, "Well, that's just the weather." And he said, "No, it's nothing to do with the weather." The tapa, the ascetic, said, "It is because you all believe in a Gristi, in this guru who's married, who has a family. And because of this, the gods are upset. You have upset the gods. You have upset nature by believing in Sri Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj." And the farmer said, "Well, what can we do?" And the tapa, the ascetic, said, "Well, if you kick the guru out of Khadur Sahib, then within 24 hours, I will make it rain. I guarantee to you." And the farmers went to Sri Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj, and they asked Maharaj to leave. "And do you think Maharaj cursed them?" "No." Maharaji said, "Okay, if that is the wish of the villagers, we shall leave." Maharaji left, and in the nearby woods, Maharaji set up their camp, and the Sangat came and met them, and there was Kirtan and there was Gatha, 2 times a day in the evening and in the morning, just as usual. And on the other hand, the tapa, the ascetic, when it had come to almost a full day and there was no rain, all of the farmers were getting angry and saying, "Well, we've kicked Sri Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj out and it's still not raining." And the tapa said, "Oh, it will rain, oh, it will rain." And Baba Amar Das Ji, who wasn't guru at that point, but was serving Sri Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj, Baba Amar Das Ji said to the farmers, "Oh farmers, the true guru you have kicked out, why, for this man in whose power there is nothing." And Baba Amar Das Ji said to the farmers, they said, "Whoever drags this ascetic through their fields, that is where it will rain." And what do you think the farmers did? For so many months they hadn't seen the rain. They all got up, whoever could grab hold of the tapa, whoever could grab hold of the ascetic, pulled him along. And pulling him, left and right, through this field, through that field, whichever field he will be pulled through, it would start raining in. And eventually they pulled him to his death. But what is the meaning in this story? What is the meaning in that event? The meaning is, as Guru Sahib Ji tells us, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 308, "Hodai Pratakh Guru Jo Vichhade Tinko Dar Toi Nahi." Those people, whilst there is the Pratakh, the true Guru, who vichhade, who turned their faces away, who turned their back on the true Guru, Tinko Dar Toi Nahi, they have no toi, they find no place of rest. And Guru Sahib Ji is telling us, Jagjeevan Purkh Tyag Kai, giving up on that Guru who has given life to the whole world, who has given spiritual life to all. Purkh Tyag Kai Manasandhi Aas. Those farmers put their aas, put their hope into a human being, and that human being couldn't even save himself in the end. So Guru Sahib Ji is telling us, oh human beings, put your thoughts, put your hopes into God, not into human beings. And Guru Sahib Ji goes on to tell us, Doye paaye viguchiye gal payi so jamki phas. And Maharaj Ji says, in this love of Doye, Doye means duality, of maya, of material gain. Maharaj Ji says, in this love of material goods, viguchiye, everything is ruined. Your mind, body and soul, your body gets ruined by running around always trying to get the material goods, by wasting away in worldly pleasures, in narcotics and other such worldly pleasures. And your mind is ruined, always in stress, always in anxiety, and your soul is ruined because you do not give it the nourishment of Naam, the name of the Lord. And what else happens? Maharaji says that in the end, gal, within the neck, bayi, there comes to be so jamki pass, the pass, the noose of jam, of death. And Guru Maharaj Ji, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, tells us in Asa Diwar on Ang 464 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, Aapi na pog pog kai hoi pasmad paur siddhaya. Aapi na pog pog kai, after enjoying as many worldly pleasures as he could, hoi pasmad paur siddhaya. When the paur, When the soul, Siddhaya, leaves this body is left as pasmar, as simply ashes. And Maharaj says, Vadda hua duni dar. And in the world, that person may be regarded as a vadda, as a very rich man, as a very respected man, who has a lot of wealth. But Maharaj says, if that wealth has been collected through evil, and if all that person has done throughout his life is to collect together money and enjoy worldly pleasures, then what happens? The messengers of death come and they throw a chain around his neck and they drag that soul out of the body. And Maharaj is telling us this in this line, we are ruined in this love of duality. And Maharaj is saying here that if we love Duya, anyone else apart from our Vaheguru, if we put our hopes into anyone else apart from Vaheguru, we are viguchya, we are ruined. Galapai sojamki pass. And those other demigods or fake holy men, they cannot save us from the fast, from the noose of death. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj says, in Twat Prasad Svaye, Kahula pahan pooj taryo sir, Kahula ling gare litakayo. Some people put idols on their heads. Some dangle the lingam, the phallic symbol, from their necks. Kahu lakhyo har avachi tisamah. Some people say that God is in the south. Kahu pashah ko sis nivayo. Some people bow down to the west. Ko bhutan ko poojit hai pas. Some people are worshipping stone images. Ko umritan ko poojanatayo. Some people are worshipping the dead. Kur kriya urjyo sabhi jag. Amaraji says the whole world is engaged in these false entanglements. Sri Bhagwan Gupeda na payo. And no one has understood Vaheguru. No one has understood the Lord truly. And Guru Maharaj is telling us the same thing in this line. Duye paye. Putting love into anyone else apart from Akal Purukh, any of these other demigods or fake holy men, Maharaj says his viguchya will always lead to ruin. Jeha bija so lune. Maharaj says, Jeha bija, whatever you plant, so lune. That is the rule. You will have to harvest what you have planted. And if we ask Maharaj, where is this planting going on? What is this harvest? And Maharaj tells us on Ang 78 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Guru Granth Sahib Ji tells us, Karma tarti sarir jug antar, jo bova so khat. This body is the field of karma. This body is the field upon which we can sow in good or bad. Jo bova. But Maharaj says, whatever you sow, so khat, you will have to harvest whatever you have sown. So remember that when you are engaging in evil actions, that you will have to harvest the fruits of that evil action one day. But Maharaj tells us the way the human being is. What does the human being say? Sheikh Faridji explains beautifully on Ang 1379. Sheikh Faridji tells us, Lora, he asks for daak bijauriya, for grapes, but kikkar bija jat, but the farmer plants the acacia trees. Acacia trees are very thorny. All they have is thorns. And Sheikh Faridji goes on to explain, hunta un kataida. On the spinning wheel, he is spinning wool, un. Pedha lode pat, but he wants to pedha, he wants to wear pat, silk. In the same way, the human being wants the bijauriya, wants the grapes of peace, of harmony, of peace of mind, and mukti, liberation. And instead, what is this soul farmer, what is he planting in the earth? He's planting seeds of anger, of sin, of pride, of desire. And Sheikh Faridji says, Hande un kataida. He is kataida, the soul is spinning the wool of actions full of desire. Every action is full of some sort of desire. And that is the wool that he is spinning. Pada lore pat. And he wants to wear the silk of Brahmagyan, of consciousness of the Lord. How can this happen? Faridji says, no, this cannot happen at all. And Guru Maharaj goes on to say in this line, Matha jo likhiyas. Whatever has been likhiyas has been written upon the matha, upon the forehead. That is what will come to be. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj explains to us on Ang 937 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Lekh na mitai he sakhi. Those lekh, those inscriptions, cannot be mitai, cannot be erased, cannot be deleted. Jo Likhya Kartar, which has been written by the Lord. Maharaji is telling us that those lekh, those inscriptions which have been written by the Creator cannot be erased. They must be fulfilled. And this line is explained by a very small story. And in this story, on one side Maya, and on the other side, there is karma. And Maya, the illusion of this world, and karma, these inscriptions, are talking. And Maya says, well, I can give wealth to anyone, I can change anyone. I can change a pauper into a prince. And karma looked back and said, well, actually, that's within my hands. Gain and loss is in my hands, not yours. Yes, they gain and lose you, but it is not in your hands. And Maya said, well, watch this. And there was a woodcutter in front of them. And what did Maya do? In front of him, in his path, as he was walking along, Maya placed a diamond in his path. The woodcutter picked up the diamond, put it in his pocket and walked along. And as he was walking along, he went past the riverbank. And he slipped on the mud. As he slipped on the mud, the diamond fell out and fell into the water. And when he got home, Maya again tried. What did Maya do this time? Maya put a plate full of gold coins into his house, upon his table. The woodcutter got very happy seeing this, and it was a very hot day, so he went inside to have a drink of water. When he went inside to have a drink of water, the next door neighbor came and stole all of the gold coins, stole the plate of gold coins. So Maya decided to give him another gift, and Maya gave him a necklace made out of gold. And the woodcutter took this necklace made out of gold and decided to hang it upon his turban. And when he hung it upon his turban, a vulture came and, seeing something shiny, swooped down, picked up the jewelry and took it away. And karma looked at Maya and said, look, let's accept that you failed. Do you want to see me try? And Maya says, yes, I want to see you try. This woodcutter's awful. He can't keep hold of anything. And this time the woodcutter was walking along and all he found was two small coins on the floor. And with those two small coins, he went into the bazaar, he went into the marketplace, and he purchased a fish. And when he cut open this fish to eat it, he found inside the fish a diamond. And then when he found this diamond, the woodcutter started shouting out, all that is lost shall be found. He was so happy he started shouting out, all that is lost shall be found. And the next door neighbor, when she heard this, she thought, oh no, he's found out. He's found out that the plate of gold is missing. Well, what I'll do is when he's not looking, I'll go and place it back. And so she did that. And he saw this and he got even more happy. And he decided that he needed some wood in order to cook the fish. He climbed up a tree and was about to cut down the wood when he saw the nest of the vulture. And he picked up the heart, he picked up the jewelry. And karma said to Maya, look, those people who do not have this preordained destiny, they cannot get that wealth. And that is an illustration, that is an example given to us in order to understand this line. And we may ask, if everything is in the hands of karma, if everything is in the hands of these inscriptions upon our foreheads, then what is the point of doing anything? And this is the same question that Raja Hari Sen asked to Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji. Raja Hari Sen was sitting in the court of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, and a Sikh read these lines, Lekh na mitai he sakhi jo likhya kartar. And Raja Hari Sen asked the Guru, O great Guru Arjan Dev Ji, if the lekh, the inscriptions upon our forehead, cannot be mitai, cannot be erased, then what is the point of coming and meeting with the Guru? What is the point of coming into the Sangat? And Guru Maharaj Ji looked back to Raja Hari Sen and said, Raja, you will get your answer soon enough. And that evening, when Raja Hari Sen went to sleep, he had a dream. And in that dream, he was born into a very poor family. And he saw himself as a child, growing up, when he gets married, when he gets his own family, his own kids. And he lived 50 years within his dreams. And when he was 50 years old, he suddenly died. And when he died, at that moment, he broke out in a sweat and he woke up from his dream. And he looked around and he checked for a minute that he was actually the king. And he reassured himself, you're Raja Hari Sen. And he went back to sleep. And on that day, later on, Raja Harisan was going to go hunting. And Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj said, I'll accompany you today. When the Raja and his hunting party were going along, the Raja's horse went a bit further than the hunting party. The hunting party got left behind. And the Raja was very thirsty because it was a very hot day. He got off his horse and he went to a stream in order to drink some water. And nearby that stream was a village. And from that village, a little child came running towards him, shouting, Father, Father, our father is alive. And he went back to the village and he said to his mother, Mum, Mum, Dad's alive, Dad's alive, I've seen him. And he's got a beautiful horse and he's dressed like a king. And the child's mother came and she brought her other children and she brought the people of the town, of the village, and she said, Look, my husband's come back to life and he's bought a horse and he's dressed as a king in a royal outfit. And Raja Harisan was saying, No, no, I'm not your husband. I'm Raja Harisan. I'm the king of Sanket. I'm not your husband. And in this commotion, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj arrived. And they said, Oh Raja, what's going on here? And the woman said, Well, this man is my husband who I thought was dead. But now he's come back and he's dressed like a king and he's riding a horse. And Guru Sahib Ji said, Did you cremate or did you bury your husband? And she said, We buried him. And Mara said, Let's go to the site of the burial. When they went to the site of the burial, her husband was lying there in the coffin. And Guru Sahib Ji said, This isn't your husband. This is Raja Harisan from Sanket. And Guru Sahib Ji laughed. And the Raja said, What was all this? And Guru Maharaj said, You asked a question about the line, Lekh na mitai hai sakhi, jo likhya kartar. And Guru Sahib Ji said, You were destined to spend 50 years in that family as a pauper. And Guru Maharaj Ji said that, With the grace of the Sangat, and with the grace of the Guru, with the grace of Gurbani, that lifetime has simply been turned into a dream. That lake, that inscription has been carried out, but the Guru has carried it out in such a way that the Guru has turned the hangman's noose into a small needle. What would have been a great hurt to you, a great pain, has been taken away in a small discomfort. And Guru Sahib Ji says, in this way, the Guru upkeeps the maryada, upkeeps the will of the Lord, but also protects the Sikhs. And Guru Maharaj, Guru Dasme Padshah, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj also, when Pai Shamir took Amrit and became a Khalsa, in his dreams, Guru Sahib Ji cut all of his future janams, his future incarnations, just in his sleep. So although Lekh na mitai hai sakhi jo likhya kartar, those inscriptions must happen, they must be fulfilled. The Guru can fulfill what was going to be a very painful event into a very small event which has much less discomfort. And the Guru can take away our future incarnations in our dreams. That is the grace, that is the power, that is the kirpa of the Guru. Guru Sahib Ji goes on to say, Ran vihani pachatani. When the Ran, when the night of this life, vihani, passes away, then pachatani, then the soul repents, then the soul cries out, Ut challi gai niras. The soul Ut has to leave, and challi gai has to leave this body, and all of the attachments which have been made in this world. And how does the soul leave? Guru Sahib Ji says, Niras. None of the hopes and desires which were entangled with material gain have been fulfilled. And also, the being, the soul, hasn't put any hopes into Akal Purakh, into Vaheguru. And Guru Sahib Ji explains this further on Ang 510 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. Ran sabai jal mui, kant na layo pao. That this whole Ran, this whole night of this life is like a night. And when the morning comes, we'll have to leave. And Guru Maharaj Ji says, the soul bride has spent this whole night, Jalmui, burning in hopes and desires. This flood of hope and desire has burnt the soul bride. Kantana layo pao, and the soul bride has not layo pao, has not attached any love to the kant, to the true husband lord, and instead is entangled and attached to worldly things. And if we ask Guru Sahib Ji, what can we do in order to put this life into some sort of account, and to put this life into some sort of laha, to gain some sort of spiritual profit? And Guru Sahib Ji says, Jinakao sadhu peti hai, so dargah hoye khalas. Those souls who have peti hai, who have met with and united with the saint of all saints, the Guru, so dargah, in the court of the Lord, they are khalas, they are liberated, they are blessed, they are the pure ones. And those Gurmukh Pyare, those beloved souls, who are united with the Guru through saintly souls, and Pai Gurdas Ji defines for us what a sadhu is. Pai Gurdas Ji says, Gurmukh sadh asadh sadhav khaniya. The Gurmukhs, those who follow the Guru with mind, body and soul, they control the uncontrollable mind, and therefore they are called the sadhus, the ones who have controlled their minds, the ones who have done what others can only dream of. And Maharaji says that those people, those Gurmukh Pyare, those beloved souls who meet with these sadhus, who meet with these saints in the court of the Lord, they are classed, they are liberated. And Guru Sahib Ji says in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, Santana moko punji saumpi. When the saints blessed me with the capital of God's name, with the wealth of God's name, tau utriya man ka tokha, then all of my doubts left my mind. Dharm rai ab kaha kare go, what can Dharm Raja say now to me? There are no accounts left. Jab phatyo saglo lekha, when all of my accounts have been ripped up, all of my accounts have been torn up. Torn up, how torn up? By the power of the Naam Simran, by the power of the Naam. So jinako sadhu peti hai, so dargah hoye khalas. Guru Sahib Ji goes on to say, kar kirpa prabh apni tere darshan hoye pyas. O Waheguru Ji, kar kirpa, bless me with your grace. Prabh, O Waheguru, that tere darshan hoye pyas, that I may always be pyasa, that I always be thirsty for your darshan, for your blessed vision. Bless me with the gift of always being thirsty to have your blessed vision, to see you, to have your darshan, O Waheguru. And if we're looking at kirpa, then scholars have defined four types of kirpa. The first kirpa by Waheguru upon us is that we have this manukha janam. We already have that kirpa upon us. We already have that grace upon us, that we have this human life. God has blessed us with that. The second is that we have been blessed with meeting the Guru, and the Guru has blessed us with the Naam, with the Gur Mantar Waheguru and the Mool Mantar, which can be received from the Panj Pyare, from the five beloved ones, in the presence of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. The third kirpa is to have an understanding and an intellect which pushes us towards doing good. And that kirpa, that grace, comes from our karma, our past deeds. The fourth kirpa is to learn the rahat, how to live our lives, how to sit up in the sangat, how to listen, how to accept, and how to practice throughout our lives. And that is found through who? Through the sangat, through the company of the holy, learning from the gurmukhs, those who follow the guru, looking at them, asking them, and learning from them. And the fifth kirpa, the fifth grace, comes from within, it comes from ourselves. And that is uddam, that is of having the energy to actually get up in the Amrit Vela, having the energy to actually follow out what we've learned in the Sangat, to meditate upon the Naam that the Guru has given us, to use the intellect that our karma, that our past fortunes have given us, and to put into some sort of account to gain spiritual profit from this body which God has given us. And when we talk about darshan, this line is talking about darshan. Tere darshan hoye pyas. May I always be pyasa, may I always be thirsty for your darshan. But this line also means that kar kirpa prabh apni, O Vaheguru, bless me with your grace, that I may have your darshan. Tere darshan hoye pyaas. Why? Because I am pyaasa, because I am thirsty, because I am begging out for your darshan. And again, scholars have talked about four types of darshan. Chitra darshan, which means seeing a painting of someone. Supan darshan, seeing someone in your dreams. Sravan darshan, listening to a story about someone and picturing them in your mind. And Pratakha darshan, seeing them in front of you. And Guru Sahib Ji saying, hey Vaheguru, bless me with your Pratakha darshan. Bless me with your grace that I can see you wherever I see, wherever I look. Like Bhagat Naam Dev Ji, when Bhagat Naam Dev Ji was getting food prepared, a dog ran in to the kitchen, put its mouth in the bowl where the rotis were, picked one up and ran away. And Bhagat Naam Dev Ji ran after the dog with butter in the hands and said, Bhagwan Ji, O Beetle Ji, O my Lord, O God, why are you running away with an unbuttered bread? Take some butter, you won't be able to eat that without any butter. And at that point, in the form of the dog, Bhagat Naam Dev Ji saw Vaheguru, saw the Lord. And the God-conscious beings, wherever they look, they see the Lord. Bhai Kanhaiya Ji, when they're in the battlefield, they cannot see who is a Muslim, who is a Hindu and who is a Sikh. All they see is Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. And whenever anyone cries out for pani, cries out for water, they're there to quench their thirst. That is what Guru Sahib Ji is talking about. That is the Pratakha Darshan that Sikhi is talking about. Prabhu, oh my Lord, tod bina duja ko nahi. Maharaj Ji is teaching us how we need to think and how we need to pray to Akal Purakh, what we need to say and what we need to have in our mind as well, what we need to have in our heart. Prabhu, oh Vaheguru, tod bina duja ko nahi. Without you, I have no other, I have no duja. Nanak ki ardaas. Sadhguru Sahib Ji says, this is my ardaas, this is my prayer. And Guru Sahib Ji is telling us, O Sikha, O Sikh of the Guru, if you want to do an ardaas, if you want to do a prayer, then you must have this in your mind. If you're doing a prayer and you're thinking of others, and you're thinking, oh, will the Guru fulfill this, will he not? Will I get this, will I not? That is not the path. Guru Sahib Ji says, you must have single-mindedness and say to the Guru, Prabhu, O my Lord, tod bina duja ko nahi. I have no other. In Sikh history, we see the story of Bhai Jamal and Bhai Patang. Bhai Patang was a Sikh of the Guru and he lived in the city of Lahore. And what he used to do was he was very trustworthy, a Sikh of the Guru. Everybody trusted him. And what people would do is they would leave some of their jewelry, or if they had to go somewhere, they'd leave their money with him. He would look after the money. And they would give him something for looking after the money. That was the job that he did. And one day a man called Jamaluddin came. And Jamaluddin said to Bhai Patang, take these 200 gold coins and store them safely for me. I have to go out of the country, I have to go outside of India. I'm going to have to go to Afghanistan on business. When I come back, I'll take these off you. And Bhai Patang took the 200 gold coins and put them away safely. And the time passed and Bhai Jamal came back from Afghanistan. And when he went to go and ask Bhai Patang, where's my 200 gold coins? Bhai Patang had forgotten to write down the 200 gold coins in his register. And he said to Bhai Jamal, there's no money written down in my register. And Bhai Jamal said, well, I gave you 200 gold coins. Where have they gone? And Bhai Patang says, well, I didn't write them down. And it was a genuine mistake on Bhai Patang's half. There was no trickery. There was no lies or deceit in Bhai Patang's mind. And Bhai Jamal said, well, I'm going to go and take you to court. And when they both went to court, the judge said, right, here is a boiling cauldron full of oil. Both of you must put your hands in the oil. And whosoever hand burns, that person is in the wrong. And Bhai Patang was first to put his hand in. And when Bhai Patang put his hand in, Bhai Patang thought in his mind and in his heart and his soul, he was thinking, Prabhu, O Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji, tod bina duja ko nahi. I have no other to save me now. Nanak ki ardaas, this is my prayer to you. O Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji, I only have you in my heart. And when Bhai Patang put his hand into the boiling hot oil, into the burning hot oil, his hand came out fine. And then Bhai Jamal, he saw this and he got ready to put his hand in as well. But when he was about to put his hand in, he was thinking of one Peer, one Muslim holy man, then another Muslim holy man, then another holy man. Then he started thinking of some demigods, then he thought of the holy mans, then he thought, oh well, what about this holy man and that holy man? And when he put his hand in, it burnt. And a short time after that, Bhai Padang actually found the 200 gold coins at home and went over to Bhai Jamal's house and said, Bhai Jamal, I'm sorry, so sorry, I didn't write these down in the register, but I've got them for you and I'll bring them back. And Bhai Jamal said, forget about the money. I was in the right and you were in the wrong. Why did my hand burn and your hand was fine? And Bhai Jamal said, Patang, do you have a guru? Do you have a spiritual teacher? And Bhai Patang says, yes, I'm a Sikh of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And Bhai Jamal said, were you thinking of Guru Arjan Dev Ji when you put your hand in the oil? And Bhai Patang said, of course. And Bhai Jamal said, take me to this Guru Arjan. And when they took Bhai Jamal to Guru Arjan, Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj was sitting there. And Bhai Jamal said, oh great Guru Arjan, a Sikh of yours was in the wrong, yet his hand wasn't burnt and mine was. How did this happen? And Guru Arjan Dev Ji said, firstly Bhai Jamal, Bhai Patang was not trying to steal from you. He genuinely didn't know that he had those 200 gold coins. Secondly, he was thinking single-mindedly of his Guru. What were you doing when you put your hand in? And Bhai Jamal said, I was thinking of this holy man, I was thinking of that holy man, I was thinking of this demigod, that demigod. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji said, there is your answer. Those who belong to one, the one looks after them. And from that day, Bhai Jamal became a Sikh of the Guru and followed the Guru. And that is the way we should meditate upon the Guru. Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji says, Nanak ih bidhar pa jao, ik man hoi ik chit. Single-mindedly on the one. Just like Bhai Patang remembered Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj. It may take long for us to remember the Guru, but it won't take long for the Guru to come to our aid. We must remember that. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj sums it up in this last line, Aasaad suhanda tis laga, jis man har charan nivas. Satguru Pasha Ji says, that Aasaad suhanda tis laga, that person, even whilst living in this world, which is a flood of desires, that Gurmukh Pyara, who in his mind, in his man, has the nivas, has abiding in his mind, Haricharan, the lotus feet of the Lord. Guru Sahib Ji tells us in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Ang 680, Hirdai Charan Sabad Satgur Ko Nanak Bandhiho Pal, that in your heart, to have the Charan of the Guru is to have the Shabad of the Guru within your heart at all times. And Guru Maharaj says, those people who have the Shabad of the Guru with them, who have the Guru's mantra, Waheguru, who have the Mool mantra within them, who are always chanting the Guru's words, who are always thinking of the Guru's words. Maharaj said that even in this asar, even in this burning month, even in the burning heat of all the desires, and even in this world, they can live in this world, but with their mind in the Lord. They can live in this world, amongst all of these anxieties, amongst all these stress, but they are untouched by it all. Like the lotus flower that has its roots in the pond, but blossoms facing towards the sun. In the same way, the Gurmukh has his roots in this world, lives amongst everyone, but blossoms facing towards the Lord. Gurmukh Maya Vich Udasi. The Gurmukh is Udasi, is an ascetic, but whilst living in this world. And Guru Maharaj says that Aasaad suhanda tis laga, that Gurmukh Pyara has suhanda, has a pleasant month of Aasaad, jisman har charan nivas, who only has in his mind the Asa of Waheguru. And Guru Sahib Ji tells us on Ang 43 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Asa sabbe lahe ka, take off all your other Asa, all your other desires, ikka askamo, and only hope on the one. And that Gurmukh Pyara who only has Asa, only has his hopes on the one Lord, on Waheguru, on the Guru Shabad, the Guru will save him. The Guru will protect him. No matter what happens, no matter how much heat tries to burn him. By Devi Das, as the executioners are pushing the hot metal rods into his eyes. In his mind, he's focusing upon the Guru. And what happened? The Guru, Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, took Bhai Devi Das's pain upon themselves. As the executioners are forcing the hot metal rods into Bhai Devi Dasji's eyes, Guru Maharaj is taking the pain. And Bhai Devi Dasji's eyes were untouched. But when Bhai Devi Das went to go and see the Guru, he saw that the Guru's feet bared the marks of those hot rods. Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj took upon the pain of their beloved Sikh upon themselves. And in this way, if we meditate upon the One, only have our hopes in the One Lord, the One Lord will protect us. The One Lord will always bless us at all times. Prabh tod bin duja ko nahi, Nanak ki ardaas, Aasaad suhanda tis lagai, Jis man har charan nivas. Vaheguru Ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru Ji ki fateh.